The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I still can't believe we had to talk about hacking toilets last hour. I mean,
isn't that a great story? I mean, it really is. You know, you would never think of having to worry about whether your toilet is protected and secure from being hacked.
You know what? I do remember something, and I don't know if this was like a Disney World thing, like Future World, but they used to be like a Westinghouse House of the Future. I just have a memory of that, where everything was, it was like everybody was in awe of the concept of, wow, you can, you know, touch a button or call a phone in, and now it's like taking it to just below the belt extremes, I guess you could say, with the hacking of toilets. Oh, by the way, good news. The muffins, the banana muffins.
Yeah.
I took all the eggs except for one. Evidently, the one egg worked. They've risen.
They're
wafting through the house, and I'm salivating on the microphone
you're
this hour.
Saved.
Yes, saved.
You're about to be in the doghouse for that one.
It worked, except for the fact that she said, oh, I was going to make you quiche for dinner. I was like, oh, man, got to ruin that. Go out and get some more eggs. Well, the co-op, I think it's this week, so we'll be able to get some good local fresh farm eggs.
So, now, listen, while we were on the break, I got a phone call.
Yeah, who called?
Matthew Broderick gave me a call.
Broderick?
Now, absolutely. Now, you know Matthew Broderick, you know, people our age, anyway, will remember the quintessential computer hacking movie from back in the 1980s. You remember what that was?
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No.
Oh, yeah, right. That was not it. That wasn't it.
It was
Sorry.
War Games. You remember
War
that?
Games. I do. There was a computer. Right. Didn't they call the computer Joshua or something?
I believe it was, yeah. And so Matthew Broderick decided he wanted to let us know what it would sound like if you hacked into a toilet like he did to the Defense Department computer.
Shall we play a game?
Oh, no. Do not go in there. And you know what's weird? Did you see the name of one of these toilet makers? I'm thinking, this is not a good name. If your company is named this, you do not want to make toilets. They call this company Lixil. Nasty.
Oh, now you know what? If the toilet did that, I think there'd be probably a rush on everybody trying to buy those. That's the way that the toilet works. It makes sense.
Yeah, if you're a canine, come on, man. That's just gross. All right. Let's talk of happier things. Less smelly things, like the banana nut muffins that, of course, if you have enough fiber in it, then you won't need any extra help when you go to the bathroom later. But seriously, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to talk a little bit more about the cannabis question. Pope Francis has evidently chimed in on it. Any Catholics in the audience? You want to chime in on your Pope's perspectives on cannabis? Let us know. Experimental drug laws are now being debated. I think this is going to get into some states' rights issues, which I will like. Free will. The question of free will, is it just the result of background noise in the brain?
It's all in your head. Free will is all in your head, yes.
I think I might have one or two things to say about that. Let's see. And going outside, is it good for you? But first and foremost, Alzheimer's is in the news. And it's interesting because this is the first article that I've seen that links Alzheimer's to cannabinoids or a lack of cannabinoids. And this is very interesting to consider because when we think of Alzheimer's, we also talk about heavy metals. We talk about aluminum and mercury and the manifestation of neurological degradation later in life, similar to what happens in autism earlier in life. But now a study is showing here, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, that early deficits in Alzheimer's may be caused by blockage of the brain's cannabinoids. And this is research out of Stanford University. I mean, we're talking mega egghead research institution. Clumps of protein in the brain called beta amyloid plaques, primary marker of Alzheimer's disease. For long, this article says scientists knew that these clumps interfered with memory signals in the brain, but they weren't sure how. Now, according to this, they're now tracing the effects of these plaques and, to activity of the brain's endogenous cannabinoids or endocannabinoids. And now we're seeing an extraordinary growth or explosion into the, let's say, the for decades ignored or completely unknown endocannabinoid system and the relationship to neurological brain health. This is actually quite exciting. I know we diss the egghead research universities whenever we get an opportunity, but I have to say I'm very encouraged by this bit of research looking into the link between the lack of cannabinoids and the manifestation of neurological degradation disorders, including Alzheimer's. This is big news, Super Don.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like you said, Stanford, you know, this isn't some bizarre study, you know, that was done somewhere in some foreign country or something like that. We're talking about Stanford University. And
or by one of my high school mates at the reunion.
Yeah, there you go.
I caught you. What are you doing? Well, I'm just doing research in prevention of Alzheimer's. Okay.
Exactly.
I just don't know if smoking is the best way to get it in, necessarily, although we have talked and acknowledged that the occasional smoker of this is not harming the lungs like the regular everyday pack-a-day-plus smoker of cigarettes. It's not typical that a person will smoke cannabis in that way. But remember, you can eat the cannabinoids. You can ingest them, as we do, from our friends at Hemp Meds, HempMedsPX.com, and the June discount code is SHW46, show 46 minus the O, 46, SHW46, get 20% off this month. But the endocannabinoids, we are nourishing that system by ingesting the CBD from the industrial hemp plant, again, causing no psychoactive interference. So, of course, there are great sensitivities, and I know, across the entire population. I'm never going to say that no one out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show will ingest a large quantity of CBD, and it won't say, well, it affected somehow my mind or brain, right? Because you get into deep states of relaxation, that's impacting things. But under normal use, absolutely not, and you're not going to get THC on a test that's going to say, oh, you've been smoking, you've been using. This is CBD we're talking about here. But right. This is a recent study. In fact, it was just published last week in the journal Neuron.
Yeah. This is a new study. And it's it's not the only study. I mean, they're bringing this up because this is rather significant and it's recent. But this is not the first study that's come out talking about the benefit of cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. On Alzheimer's, whether we're talking about treating Alzheimer's or right. slowing down its progression or preventing it.
Right.
There was
right.
another study back in 2013 in Australia that showed that CBD would be very beneficial, could be very beneficial in treating Alzheimer's. And
you know what? You know what I think? This guy, Jacob, in Texas, did you hear about this? He made pot brownies
yes.
and got arrested for it.
Yes.
This is unbelievable. They're saying he could get 99 years.
99. Well, listen, he's in Texas, okay? I mean, yeah. there's a reason for that. In Texas, they don't mess around, unfortunately.
But wait,
yeah,
but the thing is, his defense now, based on what we've just learned, needs to be that he was selling it to his friends so that they wouldn't get
to
Alzheimer's.
Prevent Alzheimer's. But then he was selling
Alzheimer's.
A drug, though. See, then it would be classified as a drug.
But this is medical compassion. He didn't want his friends to forget him or anything.
Yeah.
Now, this is a ridiculous story, it is. But, yes, Texas needs to come a long way to get its head out of you-know-where or maybe we'll hack the toilet that you stuck your head into to maybe release you once you figure out that cannabis is not Satan's weed. And in fact, it has a lot of good medicine for the body. And now, again, we're talking CBD as well, but we know that THC plays a role as another cannabinoid. But this 19-year-old Austin kid has been turned upside down. Now, it wasn't like he was baking these brownies and just giving them away to little children or like at a party and not telling anybody. Evidently, he was producing these and selling them to people who wanted them. A free exchange in a free market, which, of course, is not something that Republicans really embrace when it comes to this plant. We like the free market, except when it comes to this plant. Because what was that cartoon? I think Ty put it out there, and I think we retweeted it or something. This cartoon of this person that's wired up to IVs and everything, and then there's somebody from a moralistic perspective. How do we know you're not using that for recreational reasons?
Right.
Like, get your head out of the aspirin and start backing off on this. 99 years for baking a baked good that contains a plant that may impact your mind in a positive way.
Right.
And he's facing potentially 99 years. We actually, if you think I'm making this up, we are not. Listen to this. This is in the news.
A teenager who faces 99 years in prison for making and selling pot brownies is speaking out. Jacob Lavoro says he is not a criminal. The Texas 19-year-old is accused of making and selling pot brownies and charged with a first-degree felony.
First-degree felony for making brownies containing a plant that people were not being deceived into buying if they actually wanted it. This is not right. This is not right. Let's hear more from this story. Where does this thing go? I mean, this is incredible.
Prosecutors say the severe charge stems from his use of hash oil, which has a higher concentration of marijuana. The charge carries a sentence of 5 to 99 years in prison.
First of all, hash oil does not have a higher concentration of marijuana. It has a higher concentration of delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol.
Yes.
Okay? So the news person didn't even get it right. Oh, marijuana. I better use the word marijuana to frighten all of our friends in Texas. And 99 years, really? Really? Let's hear from the mom.
Your first reaction when you thought you could face 99 years?
It was sickening to me. I first found that out when I was in jail, and I almost threw up when I heard it. Actually, I did throw up, but I turned white in my face.
Murderers get less time than that, and the thought that my son could possibly go to prison at all is something that I can't even get my head around.
That's right. Murderers get less time than someone that made hash brownies and sold them to people who wanted them in Texas. I love Texas for its freedom stance, but come on, guys and gals over there. You got to make a change on this one. I don't know if Pope Francis is getting the message. We're going to find out after this break. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, hold on there. Before I get into Pope Francis opposing cannabis legalization, word from Ty Bollinger. Yes, he's recovering, but he thinks his toilet just got hacked. There were some strange smells and sounds in the bathroom. It had to be the hackers. It had to be the hackers. Okay, we'll check in with him. He might have moved into a house that he didn't know already had these high-tech toilets. We'll find out tomorrow.
I call them hackers, too.
Hackers?
Yep.
Yeah. So
hackers? What? Hackers?
We'll go outside the toilet with Ty Bollinger tomorrow.
There you go.
Always got to have a little of that. Anyway, obviously CBD cannabis, we talked THC, Alzheimer's prevention, and this kid in Austin, Texas, who's up for, 5 to 99 years for making and selling brownies that, by the way, we had some brownies on the trip. I hid them from the kids, but they were not hash brownies. They were just regular organic, yummy brownies. And they were good. They're really good with organic ice cream, too. I'm just saying. I wonder if you'll get 5 to 99 years. You know who was? You get 5 to 99 years of Monsanto executives for corrupting our food supply. That would be more, arguable. I could get behind that. But Pope Francis, why is the Pope chiming in on cannabis? If you're a moral authority, understand, you're pontificating on morality. But how is it moral to argue against allowing the people to have access to a plant that God created? Unless the Pope thinks that God didn't create the cannabis.
Are we back
plant.
To talking about hacking toilets again?
No, we're off of hacking toilets. The Pope.
Poop?
The Pope. Don't you know the Pope?
The Pope?
I'm sorry, I was channeling Inspector Clouseau.
Oh.
It's the Pope. Yeah. My apologies if anybody... I didn't mean it was just a very funny, strange French accent.
Calling him the Poop. That the works poop. For me.
You're, anyway. You just want to offend Catholics. That's not what we're here to do. Although, if I was a Catholic, I would be offended by the Poop's claim that cannabis should not be legalized. I think maybe he's got it right in terms of certain drugs that he didn't reference, those that are approved by the FDA.
Well, listen to what he says.
What?
Okay, and I can't say I disagree with him on principle, but it's how do we define what he's talking about here? He says drug addiction is an evil.
Okay.
And with evil, there can be no yielding or compromise.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing really that wrong with that statement. Again, that's not
addiction
where I'm...
Addiction is evil. Addiction is bad. Yes.
But come on, where is the evidence that shows cannabis is addicting? That plant is an addictive drug. I haven't seen it. I know folks that have utilized it for years, and they drop it, they come back to it, whatever, they don't use it. They're not, you know, they're not in the state of what we would consider addiction, where you're going through massive withdrawals or you've got to have it or else. It's a whole different realm. And here, I'm also not talking about synthetic varieties of things like, you know, let's synthesize some heroin. That's not what I'm I think it's pretty arguably, let's say, strong to state that that is a highly addicting drug. Now, you know, our producer there, our board op, Shane, you were talking about that it may be different from person to person. And I agree, too, that there are some people that are more susceptible to addiction than others. I've talked about this in terms of mineral deficiencies, particularly chromium. When there is a deficiency of chromium, you are hypoglycemic initially, and hypoglycemia will tend toward craving. Now, you may interpret that craving or fill that craving instead of with food or sugar with a drug, an opiate, for instance. And so that can differ from person to person. Some people have more what they call addictive personalities. I'll say, oh, it's genetic. But the reality is the more dangerous drugs, and we've seen this over the years, that FDA-approved drugs far outpace the danger and addiction of the so-called street drugs out there, the oxycodones, the oxycontins, and the like, Vicodins. These are brutal addictive drugs, very dangerous for the liver. They're not whole plants like the cannabis is. So you can let me know. Do you agree with the poop on this issue of addiction, or is he expanding it a little too far by saying cannabis shouldn't be legal?
Listen, the statistic that has stuck in my mind ever since I heard it, a person dies of a prescription drug overdose every 19 minutes. There is not one case of a marijuana overdose on record. And, you know, there you go. I mean, what more do you have to say? The Pope is saying no to every type of drug use except the drugs that are killing people.
Yeah, that again,
hello,
that's a
poop. Hey, poop.
Yeah.
Get your head out of your poop.
Well, you know get it out of the pharmaceutical poop. Because, again, here's the case where I've said it many times, that the churches, the synagogues, the mosques, they need to be speaking out against the great danger, the deadly danger that are taking people who might have a spiritual life away because it's damaging them so physiologically, even mentally and emotionally when it comes to SSRIs. Why is the Pope not speaking out against those things? I'm not just picking on the Pope. He just happens to be the latest guy to speak out. We're going to talk a little bit more about these experimental drugs that are stirring a debate in Missouri, as well as the issue of free will. Oh, my gosh, are we getting all spiritual? You betcha.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will choose a path that's clear. I will choose free will. One of the classic Rush songs, classic songs of rock and roll, in my opinion. The writing in that, you got to love that, Super Don. Can't go wrong with free will.
One of those lyrics that has just stuck with me for years is the one where he says, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. And that's, it's just, people don't think about that. It's like, no, I'm just not going to decide. Well, you just decided.
You just decided, yeah. Exactly. And that's the whole point of the argument of the debate of free will, which is where we want to go this segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links are up at the show notes, robertscottbell.com. 866-939-2355. If you haven't been offended yet, just wait. We'll try. No, we don't try on purpose, but the fact is we'll cover things that somebody's going to find something to say about it. I mean, my goodness, if you heard Richard Pearl on, was it on Sunday's edition or Friday's edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show? I think it was Sunday.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, it was Friday
or
Sunday,
where Richard Pearl goes, scary stuff. Funny, too. If you lighten up on... you know what's so offensive about, let's say, differing politically? They say never talk religion and politics, you know, when you go home for the holidays. And I'm like, lighten up, people, right? If you have a deeply held religious conviction and somebody makes fun of it or you, does it take away from your deeply held religious conviction? Are you so insecure that you can't handle a little discussion and lightness and whatever? I mean, if people knew my beliefs, they could make fun of it all the time. I don't mind. That's all right. I think personally, one of my beliefs, I think God has a great sense of humor. I mean, just look at planet Earth, right?
look at the duck-billed platypus.
Right? And hackable toilets. Come on, that's funny stuff. That's funny stuff. Although man created that. I can't blame God for creating hackable toilets. I don't think so.
Oh, go ahead.
What? Oh, did you want to say
Shane
something?
Has something to say.
Go ahead, Shane.
If you can't laugh at things like that, it shows maybe that your insecurities are, you know, your faith isn't as deep as you maybe claim it is, you know?
Right. Well, no, that's a good point. I think the thing is to be able to laugh about these things, and, you know, some people may be coming from their own insecurities too, and you want to be there to help them if that's what you're here to do. But that's fine. But I think there is no right not to be offended. That's one of the things you learn in talk radio. Even though I think we're one of the least offensive shows that I know, except when I don't bathe often enough.
I'm working on it. But yeah, you're right.
And even then, unless I'm under stress, I really don't smell so bad. And then you put out your stress hormones, and it's like, ooh, I think I need a shower. But for the most part, because I buried myself in the outback, the Australian outback, in the soil for 24 years to get all the toxins out, it's not as bad as it once was. Just saying. So, free will. Now, this concept has been now claimed by some egghead scientists at the University of California, Davis, at the Center for Mind and Brain. They're saying that free will may actually be the result of electrical activity in the brain. Just a little background noise. Pay no attention to it. It's not really free will. It's just pretend. Background noise in the brain is really being misinterpreted as free will. That's according to the research that was published in the Journal of Cognitive Dissonance. Cognitive Neuroscience, to be accurate. And I'm not buying it. I think one of the greatest gifts that has been granted to me and in all of us is that freedom to choose. To choose to do good or choose to do evil. I think we've been granted that freedom so we can ultimately learn to maybe choose a path. What is it? I will choose a path that's clear. I will choose free will. I mean, even though that clutters up the path, it's like, wait a second. Don't you just wish somebody would make those choices for you? Do you like being a slave? I'm just not a big fan of slavery.
It's all in your head. It's all in your mind. It's your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where really, if you get into this article, it really makes you think, because as they state here, some people believe, and these guys apparently believe, that the ability to make these types of free will choices, these autonomous choices, is just an illusion. That actually, if you go into the brain and you check out, you know, the map and see where the synapses are firing and where everything's happening, that your decisions can be predicted based on the pattern of brain activity immediately before a choice is made. So they're saying they can go in there and take a look at it, and when a choice is placed before you, they can look at the matrix that's going around on the screen there and already sit there and pick out what your choice is going to be and what you're going to do. I don't know.
These are the same people who believe that they can remove your head from your body and cryogenically freeze it, and then in the future put it back on somebody else's body and you'll be you.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about materialistic reductionists? These people are deranged. I mean, honestly, what is that breath of life? Is it just the chemistry? Because I think Dr. Batar even said this. I mean, you know, we know what composes the human and animal body. If we throw them all together and all these chemicals mix it up, you still don't have life. There's the plus factor that these dunderheaded scientists that are so rooted in biochemistry and neural pathways, and there's nothing beyond the brain. That's why we call them eggheads, and their eggs have been cracked for many years, and they stink of something worse than sulfur. If we could hack into their toilets, we'd flush them away. They do less harm, because these are the guys and gals that end up producing things like selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs, as if there's evidence of an SSRI deficiency in anybody that is somehow mentally imbalanced, unstable, or depressed in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And I think these people are the most dangerous people on the planet. They have been deluded. If they think free will is just a random electrical activity that can be predicted, you have a choice. And as you said, Super Don, like Geddy Lee and Eric Lifeson was the guitarist and the drummer, Neil Peart. They did all of these great songs, Rush. That one's a classic, the free will song.
No, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know that I totally buy this. I think, look, you put anything under a microscope and you look at it and you're looking to try and find a solution or something that makes sense, you're going to find something. You know, the whole concept of, if you look for something hard enough, you're going to find it. Yeah, I think that's what you see in a lot of these experiments and these results from these tests, that it's not necessarily the answer. It's just they're trying to find something because they're scientists. They have to have an answer to something, right? And so they find something where they can say, see, we're right. We got to figure it out.
Yeah.
When in reality, I don't think they do. But an interesting concept here, if you want to talk about free will, we talk about this from time to time. There are a lot of people in this country that feel like they have things like rights or they have liberty or freedom and stuff. So I think you can draw an interesting analogy there where there are a lot of people, I think, wandering around in this country that think they have freedom or think they have liberty when in reality they don't realize what little freedom or liberty they do have.
Yeah, and particularly again, we come back to the cannabis issue. Now, evidently earlier in the year there was some kind of Supreme Court decision that said, no, you don't have a right as a patient, a medical patient, to use marijuana in states that have made it legal because the federal government has still not made it legal. And you got like constitutional scholars like Clarence Thomas, claiming the federal government is superior here, despite the fact that there is no enumerated power that grants the federal government the ability to make illegal a plant that God created. It just doesn't exist. It's a made up. You talk about free will. They free willed it into existence. Doesn't exist. And then they went, poof, yes, it does. We have the ability to tell you that plant is illegal. And yet in Missouri, there's a lot of controversy over a law. I think in May they're trying to put this out. As of last May, the governor signed a nation's first right to try bill, the right to try, which allows terminally ill patients to try unapproved and potentially dangerous drugs outside of clinical trials without approval from federal regulators.
Hey, wait a minute.
Colorado. What?
Wait a minute. So let's see now. So it hasn't been approved, and they want this special exception to use these drugs because people need them. But if they want to use medical marijuana, nope, sorry, can't do it. But right? Here, you can try this drug that GlaxoSmithKline has in the pipeline. Yeah, that's okay.
But
here's hypocrisy here.
No, but here's the point. That's the free will. The states, which, remember, Hillary Clinton became a 10th Amendment supporter, suddenly, over this issue. Right? It's the 50 states are the experiments for democracy. The only time I've ever heard her say anything like that, of course. And here you got Missouri, Louisiana also doing that. It's like, why do you think it's appropriate for the federal government to tell you, in whatever state you live in, that you can't have access to something that might save your life? It might not. But you got to get approval from the feds? That means you're a slave to the feds. Yeah. And you had the freedom to believe that. You have the freedom to believe it. I'm telling you, it's a lie. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to live as a slave. But, of course, that's a very dangerous thing to say in America, that you are not subject to the jurisdiction of those 10-mile square reclaimed swampland known as the Federal District of Columbia, or criminals, depending on your perspective.
Yeah.
Proposed laws of experimental drugs stir debate. Check out that article. It's very interesting. Goes to the heart of what this show is all about. Freedom, right? Health, freedom, and healing liberty. If you are not a slave, then why do you have to seek permission of the government to do that which is something I perceive to be your birthright? That is healing. By any mechanism that harms no one else, may harm you if you do it wrong, true, but do you not have the freedom to do so? And if not, what does that mean you really are in relationship to some other authoritarian or authoritarian regime? Whether it be called the United States government or the former Soviet Union or East Germany, whatever you want to say, our government is operating as a slave master when it comes to healing and health and support of the medical monopoly. Now, to defy the medical monopoly, I have a question that just came into the website today from Judy, and she shouts it. You know how they put all types in?
All capitals, yeah.
I heard you in the fascinating program, The Truth About Cancer, The Quest for the Cures. No, I'm sure she wasn't really yelling, but she wrote it in all caps, so I was reading it that way. Her question, how do I use colloidal or sovereign silver, she says specifically, for lung cancer? Thank you, Judy. Now, Judy, I'm not saying that sovereign silver is the cure for lung cancer. What I did say is that if you take a bioactive silver hydrosol or colloidal silver, if the particles are small enough and active enough, they have an electrical charge, they also have the ability to carry as much as 10 times their atomic weight in oxygen in with it. If you nebulize a teaspoon of that silver multiple times a day and inhale it into the lungs, remember, cancer cells abhor oxygen, and they have no antioxidant defense mechanism against the electroporation events that will occur when the silver comes into contact with any of the cancer cells within the pulmonary system. It is that simple. That doesn't mean don't do selenium and chromium and silica, all the things we talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal. So, Judy, if you haven't gotten that, unlockthepowertoheal.com by TMB and RSB. Hey, going outside, is it good for you? Do we have any scientific evidence to back up such a statement?
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, if you doubt that free will exists, here's proof of free will. Well, maybe it's a weak proof, but anyway, I smelled the banana nut muffins cooking. They're out of the oven, they're cooling off, and I snuck out on the last break and had another one.
That was free will, huh?
But you know, somebody could say, well, no, it's like, remember the old Pepe Le Pew cartoon, Warner Brothers cartoons, when he smelled the perfume or something and he was like drawn to it. I was hypnotized by the smell. It wasn't really free will. It was your belly guiding you. Your pancreas told you to do it, right?
You gave in to the muffin.
I gave in to the muffin, and boy, was it good. Just, I hope somebody doesn't hack the toilet, because there's fiber in them muffins.
Robert is a muffin addict.
I'm a muffin head. All right, what can I say? It was really good. Thank you, honey. Right, now we got to figure out other ways to get healthy. Now, we have been arguing for a lot of times that movement is critical, really important. That's why I stand up, do the show, do some jumping squats and stuff, and on the break, sometimes I eat a organic brownie or a banana nut muffin, home-baked, of course. And I'm off the hook. My wife says she went out and she got some more organic eggs, so we're good.
All right.
Proof that going outside makes you healthier. Now,
like
I didn't know that
proof,
we need...
Right?
What?
I said, like, you need proof.
I was wondering. I didn't ask for proof of this. Shane, did you ask for proof of going outside being healthier? Was there something at GCN that says you're not allowed outside at all on any break?
No.
Because you can go to Ted. Ted Anderson, look, there's proof now. I need a break. I need to step outside. Ted would
Robert
go,
Scott
okay.
Bell. Robert Scott Bell said.
Said, yes. On the break, though. Not with me on the commercials, right? But not while we're live.
I was just going to head out.
Yeah, not yet, Shane. We're almost done. But here, summer's here. We're all, and this is the thing. This is why I'm encouraging you, based on this proof, the scientific evidence that it's healthier to be outside, is meet us in Asheville, North Carolina, July 18th through the 20th. And that is for what? The Healing Revolution Summit. TMB, RSB, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Dr. Frank King, and more going to be together. And we're going to be doing some indoor stuff, some outdoor stuff. Bring the kids. We'll hang out outdoors in the mountains. We'll go river rafting. We'll do some really cool stuff. But evidently, being outside, it's like vitamin D from the sun. Haven't we covered that enough, that sunshine is good for you and doesn't cause cancer? Or we still need to kind of rehash brownie that.
Yes. Just be careful. You may go to jail for 5 to 99 years.
Right. for hash brownies, not for sunshine exposure. Although, as I said, many years ago now, probably, I said the FDA should, let's say, throw some of their billion-dollar funding over to NASA for a special rocket ship that would go right to the sun to demand that the sun stop sending its rays, because these are unapproved new drugs, because what? They can prevent cancer. They can prevent cancer. Vitamin D that is produced due to the sun exposure can actually prevent cancer, which means it's an unapproved new drug, and it requires an IND and multi-billions of dollars invested to get a patent and to get permission, a license from government, to provide this nourishing element, if I can call it that, energy, sunlight, for life itself. Going outside now, the outdoors are going to have to get a special permission slip from the FDA to even exist. Because, oh my God, being outside is healthy for you, can prevent cancer, can prevent, what else? Depression. That's right. No psychiatrist needed. You go outside, have fun, move around, go on a hike, swim. You will prevent or reverse depression in many cases. Increasing healthy brain function. There are so many reasons why going outside is healthier for you. And it's ludicrous to think that the government should restrict it or anything else that's outdoors. What is
for
it?
Anybody who needed, you know, somebody to say, see, here is the proof. I mean, they do. They did. There were, you know, research that was done in different countries showing that the color green, which is, I think this is kind of interesting, the color green, like it's found on trees and grass and other plants and stuff, actually makes exercise feel easier rather than exercising indoors.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of interesting, I guess, you know, that they actually did these studies. Mm-hmm. You know, there was other research that was done, you know, that showed that, you know, being outside, getting sunlight, breathing fresh air, being around nature has a tendency to make you feel better and, in turn, makes exercise more fun, exercise easier, and makes you feel better. Yay.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
there's your proof.
Some of my listeners, or new listeners in particular, might be saying, Robert, you're just going too far. I mean, that's an extreme to say the government should regulate the sun. And come on. If they can tell you what plant you can and cannot use, eat, smoke, or whatever, what does that mean for who you really are in your relationship to a government that is supposed to be your servant rather than your master? Ponder that as we head to Independence Day in the next week or so. Stick around tomorrow. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing and Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Thank you for being here. Thanks, Shane. The power to heal is yours, too. Thank you, Super Don.
Yeah.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.